consequences of legalizing marijuana. Conservative Republican leader Mike Kopp is a father of four children, soldier, pastor, and legislative leader who opposed legal marijuana. His opponent, Tom Tancredo, supports legal marijuana. But Tancredo goes even further. Tancredo says we should consider legalizing all drugs. Yes, drugs like heroin, PCP, and cocaine. Colorado Republicans have a clear choice for governor. Conservative Republican leader Mike Kopp or Tom Tancredo, who won't stop at just legalizing marijuana. Mike Kopp is fighting to keep drugs away from all of Colorado's children. Mike Kopp for governor. Paid for by Make Colorado Great Again and not authorized by or coordinated with any candidate. Chris Marston, registered agent.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Linda Loggeman, who's very, very concerned about what's going on from a medical point of view and from a health point of view. And Linda's been with us before, but I'm going to let her pick up and tell you about her concerns, which I think are very, very legitimate, and you should listen closely to what she says. Linda, go right ahead.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of concern about the population and what's being done with the alliance between psychiatry, the pharmaceutical industry, and our government. And that has led to having one in four Americans currently taking at least one psychiatric drug. And that is including children that, at each age group, starting with babies, you get, as you go up in age brackets, the rate is higher and higher to where you end up with one in four adults on a psychiatric drug. But, you know, starting with preschoolers, there are 1 in 70 preschoolers now on a psychiatric drug. Then it jumps up to 1 in 23 when you go up to age 5. 1 in 7 children, age 6 to 11, are currently on a psychotropic drug. It's absolutely insane. The groups that are being targeted by the pharmaceutical industry, children, the military, which the Citizens Commission on Human Rights that I'm a commissioner on, has their newest documentary is called The Hidden Enemy, and it looks at the role of psychiatry in the military. That, you know, right now, $9 billion annually is the budget for psychiatry in the military. That's combining Department of Defense and Veterans Administration. So the military gets targeted and the elderly. This is another group that, you know, where Medicare pays. These are deep pockets when you're tapping into the taxpayer dollars. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, there are a couple things we can take up with this. There's a lot to talk about with this overall issue. The violence and suicides that are caused by the psychiatric drugs, which is why they have black box warnings. But I can't even, literally, I'm having a hard time keeping up with all of the killing sprees that are associated with psychiatric drugs because they are happening at an increasing rate. You know, in the past month and a half, I think there were 3 or 4 of these violent incidents that were associated with psychiatric drugs, killing sprees. And, you know, and there's always the distracting, you know, in our country, gun control is a very polarizing issue. Whatever you think about it, it's definitely a polarizing issue. And that gets exploited anytime there's one of these killing sprees, you know, with the Isla Vista, the UC Santa Barbara killing. That was the first thing that was said. Well, there are two things get said: gun control, and then more mental health screening, more mental health, you know, quote treatment. But Elliot Rogers, the one involved in that killing spree, he the first three people he killed with a knife. Four of the people he injured were with his car. It was the psychiatric drug issue. So, at this point, you know, my attention is on how rampant this is, how it is that with no tests, because you have, like, the psychiatric community will admit there are no tests to prove any mental disorder. There's nothing medical, brain disorder. There's no science, absolutely no science, no chemical imbalance. Yet every day drugs are given to people with the explanation that it's correcting a chemical imbalance. Parents are convinced to give their children drugs by being told, well, they have a chemical imbalance. And where my attention is now is on the straightforward fraud of that. It is the literal definition of fraud, a deception deliberately practiced to secure unfair or unlawful gain. And the psychiatric community knows it's not true. I want to tell you one quote, because this is just, I couldn't believe this. Donald Pye, psychiatrist, he is the, he's the former editor for the Psychiatric Times, the editor-in-chief of the Psychiatric Times. And he just came out, he came out with a statement saying, literally, this is like was a, an editorial statement, saying, I'm not one, this is a quote, I am not one who easily loses his temper, but, and then he goes on and says that he's getting angry when, quote, he hears people say, when I hear someone proclaim, psychiatrists think all mental disorders are due to a chemical imbalance. Still a quote, in the past 30 years, I don't believe I've ever heard a knowledgeable, well-trained psychiatrist make such a preposterous claim, except perhaps to mock it. He is saying, trying to distance himself from this, I think because people are starting to wise up. But I find it outrageous that he is now claiming that no psychiatrist ever says there's a chemical imbalance. That is, he's trying to blame it on the pharmaceutical companies. He says, but let's see, quote, yes, the chemical imbalance image has been vigorously promoted by some pharmaceutical companies, often to the detriment of our patients. In truth, the chemical imbalance notion was always a kind of urban legend, never a theory seriously propounded by well-informed psychiatrists. This is just the most bald-faced lie. The whole psychiatry is based on saying there's a chemical imbalance. It's a brain disorder. It's a brain disease. It's a chemical need to fix it. So anyway, I am beside myself with this this statement by him because it's such an incredible lie. And I'm wondering, you know, where are the attorneys that are going to file the lawsuits, the fraud lawsuits, because of all of the damages, the suicides, the violence, the brain damage, the, you know, physical things, the metabolic syndrome, diabetes, birth defects, all of these things that are proven to be linked to the psychiatric drugs. When is this going to be prosecuted?
Linda, there's a great deal of profit that's being made. I think the psychiatric industry is doing everything they can to promote the use of drugs and trying to find new reasons to prescribe them. There's no reason in the world why so many people should be on psychiatric drugs. It is creating tremendous emotional problems and does lead to a sudden change in rational behavior. We're back in a moment. So, Linda Lockerman, do you have a question? Call 877.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Strong's Insurance salutes our American heritage and the heroes who, through their own personal sacrifice, made this country what it is today. From the veterans of foreign wars to heroes on the home front, from servicemen and women abroad to the police and fire departments and all of our American heroes, we salute you and may God bless you. This message courtesy of our good friends at Strong's Insurance in Brighton. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan, and the overuse of psychiatric drugs is a very real problem. But the doctors are trapped in the system. They go to their medical meetings, and the detailed people are always there with a new psychiatric drug, with a new new solution to a problem. And the trouble is that many of our people are not taking one, but several psychiatric drugs. It's very profitable, and it's extremely dangerous. And Alinda Sidney had a group that is trying to dramatize this and bring the information to the American people. Now, if you have a question or comment on this subject, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Linda, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization and get your material and literature?
Yeah, sure. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CCHR, people can go to the website. There are two websites. There's cchr.org, and then for the international group, there's cchrint.org. And both of those websites, you can access all of the documentaries that the CCHR has produced. They are all industry award-winning documentaries, very well-researched, unassailable facts in there. They have to be, because obviously there are, you know, billions and billions of dollars of interest in the pharmaceutical industry and the psychiatric industry at stake. And if they could discredit one of those documentaries, they would, but they have not been able to. The facts stand. So I would encourage people to go there. Like I said, the newest one, The Hidden Enemy, is a well-researched account of psychiatry in the military, going back to the intention by the leaders in psychiatry to use the military as guinea pigs for psychiatric experimentation, which has been going on really in earnest since World War II. It's quite troubling. These documentaries are not for the faint of heart, but they are for people like your listeners who want to be informed and know what's going on.
All right. Now, are they expensive? What do they cost? Or can
people
see them on the Internet?
People can watch them on the Internet for free. CHR is, that's why, you know, they get donations from people to be able to provide the information for free. They can also buy them, of course. I think it's, it's $15, I think, for a documentary. I'm not positive, but you can also buy them. And when you buy it, you get, you know, a whole booklet of a lot of facts in there. So, and then if people want to get in touch with me directly, then go to my website, which is drlagemann.com. That's drlagemann.com. I have, you know, some information on my website as well, but they can get in touch with me. They can email me or phone me. And I'm happy to, you know, meet people that are like-minded and that want to do something to help, because it's really about getting information out to people. That's really what we need, is a kind of a tipping point, and I do think we are approaching it. There's there was just something, let's see, the UK just started this thing called, what is it called? It's the Center for Evidence-Based Psychiatry. They just started this. It's a new organization in the UK, and it's to address all of the problems in psychiatry. What they say is, this is a quote from the founder of it, James Davies. He says, much of the critical academic research into the adverse effects of psychiatric drugs and diagnoses are not reaching the public. So they are trying to have more people be informed. He says, if more people knew about the problems associated with psychiatric practice and medication, this would put greater pressure on the institutional and individual leaders of the profession to institute reform. So I'm very heartened by that. The Canadian Medical Association is also doing something similar. This is from the Canadian head of a group called Cochrane Collaboration. I'm not sure what it is, but he gave the keynote address at the founding of this new center in the UK. He says, not even 1 in 10 severely depressed patients benefit from antidepressants. I've heard psychiatrists say that maybe antidepressants aren't that effective, but at least the patients benefit from the placebo effect. But the pill offered is not an inert substance and can be very harmful. So this,
I think,
again,
that's what's so important, that they actually can do more, far more harm than good. So much of this is psychological. But what about those that really are turned on and become either a psychopathic or homicidal or suicidal?
Yeah.
And this is the thing that it happens. In fact, there's a black box warning on these products talking about the suicide and homicidal tendencies. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think, that's one thing for people to really take in, is that these are, there is a black box warning. The FDA, believe me, it's very hard to get black box warnings. You can't get a black box warning. It's the most serious warning. You can't get that. The FDA doesn't put those on there unless there is proof of causation. I hear people say all the time when there's one of these violent episodes, oh, yeah, they were on psychiatric drugs, but just because it's associated, that doesn't prove causation. And, yes, I understand the logic of that, and that there can be logic errors in taking things that, that are coincident and saying that there's causation. But in the black box warning, the causation has already been proven. It's been proven by clinical controlled studies. So, yes, you can say it's caused. So the way the psychiatric drugs work is they suppress your cognitive functions. They disable parts of the brain, and they are called mind altering for a reason. They alter your mind. They make you do things you wouldn't normally do. And every day, like, alcohol is not a psychotropic substance, but alcohol, everybody's aware of alcohol from different mechanism involved, but alcohol making people do things they wouldn't normally do. People drunk, they say things they wouldn't normally say, they sleep with somebody they wouldn't sleep with, they do stuff they wouldn't do. Psychiatric drugs are mind-altering in the extreme. They really make people do things that they would never do, that go against their morals, their ethics, and that's how you can have people be suicidal, homicidal. It causes a numbness. People get shut off from their connection to reality, to those around them. It's very serious. And it's kind of a recipe for violence. When you create, some of the adverse reactions of these drugs, especially the antidepressants that are so common, they cause agitation, hostility, irritability. They compromise judgment. They create an emotional numbness. They cause a disconnection, what's called derealization, depersonalization. They disconnect people from the world around them and themselves. So you add these things together, and it's like, of course, it puts people over the edge that are already struggling with something and leads to these, you know, killing sprees. These people also, you know, they usually kill themselves in that killing spree. They have no sense that they're not in reality. They're not even thinking that they're going to be dead. They're just disconnected. So it's this is a very serious issue in our society.
Well, and is there any movement within psychiatry or psychiatric meetings or us who need to discuss the dangers of these medications? Or is all the emphasis on the advantages that how we need these alternatives to help people? Two, three, four, five psychiatric drugs. Is there any movement within psychiatry to say, look, this is madness?
Well, there have been individuals who've spoken up, and what happens is they get attacked, and then people try to discredit them. So that has occurred, where people have tried to raise concerns. I think the more people that do that and that have the courage to withstand the attempts to discredit them and smear them, the more that do that, there's a tipping point where you can't discredit everybody who's a critic.
Okay, well, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to ask her.
Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Anne. And
okay,
I'm calling about the doctors. The doctors have to know that the doctors are making money on this, meaning just the regular MDs. Can you tell us how that works?
They're not making money other than people coming to see them. They're not actually... It's the pharmaceutical industry that's making the money.
But isn't there some link that the doctors are incentivized somehow?
All right. What about that, Linda?
Well, is that the? Did you have more of a question with that?
She wants to know if there's some way the doctors receive money for actually prescribing the medication.
They most certainly do. I mean, there are. That's part of the. There've been some lawsuits that have been won about that. About the practices of the pharmaceutical industry, the reps that gift them, give bonuses for how many prescriptions they write. So,
they are actually giving money to the doctors and rewarding them for writing the prescriptions.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that is criminal activity.
Oh, it is. It is criminal. That's right. And there've been the Department of Justice in the U.S. has I can't remember which claim now, which one paid out, but there have been some of the big names. GlaxoSmithKline had to pay out for doing that. And actually, GlaxoSmithKline said they'll no longer do that. But, you know, I mean, there are always ways around this. But, yes, they do. They have the more prescriptions, then they get money for that.
And I stand corrected. I had no idea that it reached this degree.
Well, yeah. I know that they can misdiagnose, like even in Medicare, they can misdiagnose so that they'll give you a mental condition and say you're depressed or something, and then it leads the way to their pushing the drug prescription that
right.
isn't even based on fact. Do you know about
yeah.
that?
Right.
What?
Because it's very, you know, people are forced
question.
To go to Medicare. Well, they have to go to the insurance company. I mean, we'd have to go through Obamacare. So then they get misdiagnosed.
Yeah. There's a lot of fraud in the Medicare system right now. That's where you have, because it's, again, it's taxpayer dollars and they're not questioned, the payouts. This is, there's been a lot of exposure now about the fraud involved in psychiatric drugging of foster children because they get Medicare reimburses, and nobody's those kids are not looked out for as much, and so yes, that's there's fraud in that.
Okay, and then there's also the older people, meaning those who are on Medicare that are 65 and older. They can just get that diagnosis and have no evidence of that ever having happened before.
That's right.
I mean, they can be depressed, clinically depressed.
The elderly, and especially like just starting at, you know, age 65, which is when Medicare kicks in, that's a whole group that is being started on serious psychiatric drugs, like antipsychotics that were made for people hearing voices. That Johnson & Johnson, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, which is a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson, and they make Risperidol, which is an antipsychotic, they paid out some multi-billion-dollar judgment because of illegal fraudulent marketing to elderly in assisted living and nursing care to give them like basically chemical lobotomies.
We're going to have to interrupt. We're going to a break. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Brush Housing Authority in Brush takes the time to remind us that respect and care for our senior citizens should always be a priority in our society. We owe much of today's success to those people who, through hard work and sacrifice, have given our generation all the things we enjoy. During our National Older Americans Month, let's remember our seniors and wish them well. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, where ex-director Ed wishes all our seniors a great and safe 2014.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Dan here on the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Linda Lagerman. Is Ann still there or is Ann gone?
Yes, I wanted to ask, what's the name of the book about how to withdraw if you are on psychiatric drugs? And what do you ask what do you say to a physician who says you should be on this antidepressant? What do you say and legally protect yourself?
Okay, so the book is called Psychiatric Drug Withdrawal. And it is by Dr. Peter Bragan, B-R-E-G-G-I-N. And then to any doc who says you should be on an antidepressant, I'd ask them on what basis. And when they say, you know, well, it's like a chemical imbalance, it's like, where's the test? What's a normal level? You know, what's normal level of serotonin? What's my level? They cannot answer that. It's completely, because there's no foundation in this. There is no normal level of serotonin. You have depressed people who have a high level. You have depressed people who have a low level. And not depressed people, the same thing.
Well, Linda, basically, didn't you say that certain studies have shown that less than 10% of the people are really benefiting?
Oh, yeah. So, right, exactly. That's and that's coming from, you know, one of the leaders in psychiatry. So that's the other thing, is to say, there's the research itself within psychiatry shows that people are not benefiting. When you do a meta-analysis, that's like a study of all the studies of the data that is now revealed, that's been concealed for, you know, a long time, they don't beat placebo. Psychiatric drugs, antidepressants, do not perform better than a placebo, and yet they have very, very serious side effects. Or I don't even want to call them side effects, because they're not side. They're, you know, if you're experiencing, they're the effect. So that's the thing to say. The other thing on the antidepressants, a very critical thing, is depression prior to the antidepressants being on the market. Depression was entirely recognized and known in the psychiatric community as a condition that would resolve with or without treatment. People can get depressed because of situations, circumstances in life, and they just get over it. When the antidepressants came on the market, the hope was that they would shorten the duration of the depression. They already knew that it didn't need treatment. It was going to go away by itself, but they thought, okay, well, maybe it'll shorten the duration. And initially, it did do that. There was an initial positive reaction, which people do experience sometimes on the antidepressant. But then when they took the person off, they got depressed again, which didn't used to happen. And they started writing in the psychiatric journals. You can see people starting to write, these new antidepressants are causing relapse. They're causing a chronic condition. And that's where we are today, because that got ignored, and they kept pushing it, the pharmaceutical industry, psychiatry, because they got this new thing. They're trying to put it as like, oh, we've got the answers. You've got a brain disorder, and we've got the answers, trying to be medical. And now depression is written about as a chronic illness. They've forgotten that they created that chronic illness by creating a chemical imbalance by introducing chemicals, because the brain tries to adapt. So you introduce a chemical, and the brain, like with the antidepressants, the brain says, whoa, we have too much serotonin. This is not normal. Let's shut down our own natural production of serotonin to try to compensate for this. Let's atrophy some of the receptor sites to try to compensate for this. And now you have a chemical imbalance.
When I was practicing medicine, the depressed patients who did get well on their own, just spontaneously, sometimes a month, 2 months, 6 months, but they got well.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what happens. That is the natural course of depression. If you leave it alone, the natural course of depression is it resolves by itself.
Does this have anything to do with ADHD, the medication that they're doing to the kids? Because it seems like they've got huge amounts of diagnoses of ADHD.
Yeah. ADHD is what that leads to, the medicating of children, is just criminal. It is absolutely criminal. There's so many things I could say about that. I'll just say one thing, that children born in December are at a rate of 40% for boys and 77% for girls more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD. The reason being that when you go enter school, you know, you have the age cutoff of when your birthday is.
Yeah.
The children born in December are the youngest in a class, and therefore they are the most childlike and behave like normal children, they are more likely to be diagnosed ADHD. There's no reason except for the fact that they're the youngest in the class. So that fact alone shows that what is being called a mental disorder is simply childhood. It's childhood. We're
okay,
trying to...
Thank you. No, thank you. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know,
can you give us your website again?
It's drlageman.com, drlageman.com.
Okay,
I want
and then
to
you said CCHR?
CCHR.org.
Okay, CCHR.org. Okay, thanks a lot. You're great.
CCHR.org.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a vitally important issue. We are poisoning millions of Americans every day with these drugs and doing far more harm than good. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Are you concerned? Are you willing to get involved and help us expose what's going on? Go right ahead, Linda.
Well, one thing, just to finish out this, the Medicare issue and the fraud involved in that and the money, you know, based on something I thought of while Anne had her questions. In terms of the elderly, one-third of all patients receiving ECT, that's electroconvulsive therapy, that's shock therapy. It's, you know, such a primitive, brutal treatment, not even, you know, whatever, it's called a treatment. But one-third of all patients receiving ECT are 65 years or older. And key thing to note here, there is a 360% increase in ECT given to 65-year-olds versus 64-year-olds. What happens at age 65? Medicare pays. Medicare is now paying $5 billion annually for ECT. So our taxpayer dollars, $5 billion of them annually, go to paying for putting electric shock current through somebody's brain.
Well, you know, the profit motive is there, and I think it's criminal, and I think there should be.
Yeah.
Is there any concern within organized medicine about the overuse of this stimulation? Are the doctors who are talking about the excesses and the potential danger?
Of the medication of ECT?
Yes.
Medication, you do have some people talking about it. There are more books coming out. I'm happy to see that.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. If you're out there, you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. We got a real problem, ladies and gentlemen. We have a real problem.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Dr. Chan, our guest is Tony Blackman, and is on a commission trying to bring out the dangers of the use of psychiatric drugs, the wide use of psychiatric drugs within our general community. Are the doctors beginning to recognize the potential danger? Is this being brought up at any of the medical meetings to try to discourage the excessive use of these psychiatric medications, Linda?
I think there are individual doctors. I don't know about organizations of doctors doing that. There are a lot of organizations now. You know, CCHR was the oldest and largest international group that was sounding the alarm about this. But there are now a number of groups that have formed, parents groups, just concerned citizen groups. In terms of groups of psychiatrists, I don't think it's been organized like that. There are individuals who've written articles or books and have given talks. And as I said, they do get criticized. There's recognition. You will hear psychiatrists talk. I've talked to a lot of psychiatrists, and they will acknowledge that there's over-diagnosing and over-prescribing. But in the same breath, there's a feeling of being threatened by, their livelihood being threatened. And so they, point the finger at other people. No one themselves believes that they're over-diagnosing or over-prescribing, but they think others are. It's that phenomenon where, people tend to, more than 50% of the population believes that they are above average in intelligence. Most psychiatrists think that they are prescribing just right, but that others are over-prescribing. So I wish I could tell you there was, all kinds of groups within the psychiatric profession, but I'm not aware of any right now that are organized. I mean, the best organization is the groups outside, like CCHR, and there's an organization called SSRI Stories. They've got a website too that's looking at all of the cases and damage done from the SSRI antidepressants, and they're trying to spread the word.
And once again, what is your website?
There's cchr.org and cchrint.org. That's for international. And then mine is drlageman.com, drlageman. The CCHR websites, there's tons of incredible information on there. It's a massive clearinghouse of all related information. And on the cchrint.org website, we have the drug database where somebody can look up all the adverse reactions that have been reported to the FDA's MedWatch system. It's just a compilation of reports of adverse reactions, so people can see what the truth is about that. Something to note, the FDA itself has estimated that less than 1% of adverse reactions ever get reported to them. So when you see these adverse reactions, you got to know that it's multiplied quite a bit, because most people, when somebody gets suicidal or homicidal, they're not like running to a hotline calling the FDA and reporting it. So it's far more serious than it might even look. Another thing, when you're asking about groups, for people to keep in mind is that many groups that sound like they are patients' rights groups, are actually backed by the pharmaceutical industry and have psychiatrists on the panels that are paid by the pharmaceutical industry. You know, like NAMI, the National Association of Mental Illness, I think it is. There are a number of groups that are large and international. I'm sure the individuals that join those groups think that they're, you know, joining a group of just concerned citizens and parents, but they are formed by and backed by pharmaceutical industry. CHAAD, that's one, C-H-A-A-D or A-D, oh, C-H-A-D-D, it's about attention deficit disorder, that group backed by pharmaceutical industry. So there's a lot of misinformation that comes to those groups because they're being backed by the pharmaceutical industry.
And remember that most depressions get better on their own. It's about time rather than medication.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, by research, the single best intervention for depression is exercise. It's very simple. Exercise, sleep, nutrition, all of the very basics that people have always known. You know, what did people do before all the pharmaceuticals? You know, we're not a nation that was, you know, crippled by disabling depression. We did fine. We did fine. Our children did fine. They learned. They did fine. You know, I think that's one thing to do too. We're all caught in this and have a limited perspective because we're in the middle of it. But it wasn't always like this. Every child, you don't hear so commonly, well, you hear commonly now, oh, my kid's on this drug or that drug. This, you take this 30 years ago, that'd be unheard of. So how do people think we got along before the pharmaceutical industry? We got along just fine. Right now, the U.S. ranks 37th in health. And the U.S., with only 5% of the world's population, the U.S. consumes 80% of all pharmaceuticals made in the world. So
that commentary. Go right ahead.
And I didn't hear. What was the thing you said?
So I said, it's a sad commentary. I want to thank you for your hard work. And we'll be talking to you on one of our other programs here very, very shortly. I think it's a vitally important issue. We need to keep bringing it before the American people. And hopefully more and more of our listeners will get to more and more people and begin pointing out the damage that we're doing with our use and overuse of psychiatric drugs. God bless you for everything you're doing. Thank you very much for being with us. And we'll look forward to talking to you again on one of our other programs very, very shortly.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Okay, that's Jesus. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap up this morning's program here at American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Strong's Insurance salutes our American heritage and the heroes who, through their own personal sacrifice, made this country what it is today. From the veterans of foreign wars to heroes on the home front, from servicemen and women abroad to the police and fire departments and all of our American heroes, we salute you and may God bless you. This message courtesy of our good friends at Strong's Insurance in Brighton. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction.
A Denver man kills his wife after eating marijuana candy. A young student leaps to his death after eating marijuana cookies. A fourth grader sells his grandmother's marijuana on the playground. These are the consequences of legalizing marijuana. Conservative Republican leader Mike Kopp is a father of four children, soldier, pastor, and legislative leader who opposed legal marijuana. His opponent, Tom Tancredo, supports legal marijuana. But Tancredo goes even further. Tancredo says we should consider legalizing all drugs. Yes, drugs like heroin, PCP, and cocaine. Colorado Republicans have a clear choice for governor. Conservative Republican leader Mike Kopp or Tom Tancredo, who won't stop at just legalizing marijuana. Mike Kopp is fighting to keep drugs away from all of Colorado's children. Mike Kopp for governor. Paid for by Make Colorado Great Again and not authorized by or coordinated with any candidate. Chris Marston, registered agent.
Well, Dr. Stan, and certainly we have a 4CD set going into the background of the misuse of psychiatric drugs. And you can get that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, and just ask for the 4CD set that has some of my interviews with Linda Loggeman. We've done this before. We think it's an important subject. We think you need to have access to it. And then, of course, you must understand that we are under attack today, certainly from within. Basically, they want to focus your attention on what's going on overseas. The attack is here, and there's an organized effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. Christianity is under attack from within. A small group of people, very wealthy people, actually control the banks. They control the corporations. They control both political parties, and they are utilizing their power to bring about this one-world government, one-world financial system, and destroy the moral fabric of our society. And the average individual doesn't understand what's going on because these people control the media. And because they control the media, largely they control 90% of it. And we cover that in a wonderful book called The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly, you need to get the book, written by a left-wing professor who thinks the right-wing controls the media. But look at the facts he has. Don't go into the background of it. Political beliefs, because he really doesn't understand, as most people don't understand, that there's a small group that controls both the right and the left in America. Well, we quite frankly need your help to maintain our network of stations across America, but we do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, reach people, and I know we're an awful lot of people that are listening out there, hundreds, tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands. But we need your financial support to maintain our network. So if you're in a position to help, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can donate. You can purchase the various items we have. And, of course, we're suggesting people get the information on Adolf Hitler. Because if you can convince your friend that Adolf Hitler escaped, and the fact that there's a number of books and information out there he escaped, you can begin to convince them that most of what they believe isn't true, and most of what people believe isn't true. The 4CD set is that Hitler escaped, interviews with people who actually went to South America and talked to people who actually knew and cared for Adolf Hitler. There's a new DVD out, unfortunately, in Spanish. Probably we'll never get it in English, where they actually interview many of these people on DVD. If you can speak Spanish, you can get it. And if there's any way somebody could help us get this put into English, we'd love to have it so that people could begin to understand. Adolf Hitler escaped. We helped him escape. Because the people who ran America were certainly financed the Nazi movement.